we were able to identify students who were potentially coming from countries in Western Africa.
Susan Snyder is director of student health services at UB. Before the semester began in August, UB prepared for the return of students from Western African countries, but it is a small group.
I believe we were in the 20s, and all of them were from or connected to Nigeria. So we did not have any students from Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone.
Do you know or are you able to ask if anyone in their families have been at all affected by Ebola?
Yes, we have initially when we spoke with the students, brand new students to the university were given a little bit more evaluation in terms of we tried to have one-on-one meetings with them just to encourage them to, because they were just entering, to be aware of the self-monitoring that was necessary. And so we did do that, and at that time we were able to make some good contacts with those students to say, if you have family members or friends impacted and need support through that, please let us know.
There are some students, faculty, and staff the school may not be aware of who traveled to affected areas, but UB will continue to reach out to the school community. Snyder reminds the public that the risk of Ebola at UB and Buffalo remains extremely low. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.